ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Hi, I'm Patricia Carvelis, the host of Politics Now. And sometimes it can be hard to cut through all the noise from the Canberra bubble. But on the Politics Now podcast, bursting it wide open is our core business. I'm joined by the brightest minds at the ABC to break down the poly speak and have a chat about what's actually going on behind the scenes. It's called Politics Now, and you can find it on ABC Listen.
Prime Minister Mark Carney is sticking it to Donald Trump over tariffs, and the Canadians love him for it. So, couldn't Anthony Albanese do the same? Today, David Smith from the United States Studies Centre on the escalating trade war between Canada and the US and whether we should all get involved. I'm Sam Hawley on Gadigal land in Sydney. This is ABC News Daily.
We cannot accept what they've offered, and we will not give what they've asked.
Why does it feel like today Mark Carney is going to war? Trade war.
Because we're attacked. You're at war when you get attacked. We got attacked.
David, for Canadians, August the 21st is a new Independence Day, or that's how some people are dubbing it. What do you make of that?
So it certainly does express the idea that for Canada, this is not just another fight over trade, that Canadian sovereignty is really at stake here. So that was the day that Mark Carney walked away from negotiations. The US had been threatening these new 50% levies on Canada for quite a while, especially on these very symbolic goods such as Canadian alcohol and hockey sticks, which are among the major things that Americans think of when they think of Canada. These negotiations were going right down to the wire to try to avert these levies. But instead, Mark Carney decided that the Americans had gone too far.
In recent days, the United States proposed new terms that were uneconomic, unfair. In short, they asked too much and they offered too little.
And he sort of gave Donald Trump the finger, right, in a statement initially just before midnight last Friday.
Yeah. So Mark Carney said, "We cannot accept what they've offered and we will not give what they've asked." He actually described this as a war. Usually countries avoid using the term trade war even when that's what's happening, but Carney is embracing it. He's saying, when you're under attack, you go to war.
He then addressed the nation for more than 20 minutes, and that's where he said, you know, Canada was at war. It was quite an extraordinary address, wasn't it?
It really was. Canada announced its own retaliatory tariffs on more than 700 American goods. Now, Carney's statement was clearly to project political will, both to Canada and to the United States. And one of the advantages that Carney has is that the majority of Canadians are behind him.
Yes.
That polling consistently shows that a majority of Canadians support this effort to stare down the United States, that they don't want Canada to cave in. So from a political point of view, what Mark Carney might be doing here is saying to the Americans, look, we know there's going to be pain, but politically we can withstand this pain.
Our government understood before many that America would transform all of its commercial relationships, that it would put a series of tariffs on its closest allies and use economic integration as a weapon. We recognize that sometimes its signature was written in pencil.
So Canadians, yeah, they're really supportive of Mark Carney and this decision. Mm. And there are even, David, some conservative figures in Canada who have very similar views, right?
Yeah, well, some conservative figures have been key in this. So Doug Ford, who is the conservative firebrand premier of Ontario, he was on the phone with Mark Carney while these negotiations were happening, and he might have really had the last word. He told Mark Carney to get out of the negotiations because the tariffs on steel and on auto parts, which are particularly important in Ontario, he said were too high for the industry to be viable. And while those tariffs were still in place, he was going to continue to ban the sale of American alcohol in Ontario, which is something that the premiers of several other provinces have done as well. So Doug Ford is right there with Mark Carney telling him to fight.
Yeah, in fact, Doug Ford told Donald Trump to kiss his ass.
Yes, he did.
You sound a little more subdued than you did this morning on the radio when you said Donald Trump could kiss your ass. Did the Prime Minister tell you to ask you to tone it down a bit?
No, he didn't. He wasn't against that. And I have a lot of real estate on my ass, so he has a lot of room to kiss my ass.
So they're really taking it up to Donald Trump at this point. And I don't think Donald Trump would be very happy with that sort of language, right? In fact, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't. He responded by suggesting that the United States would consider renaming Lake Ontario, one of the five Great Lakes, Lake America, because he said that they wouldn't be doing business with Ontario anymore. So that's a fairly typical Trump reaction. On the American side, they're saying we were the ones who were actually caught offside by unreasonable Canadian demands. Jamieson Greer, who is the chief negotiator of all of this, he's claimed that the Canadians started actually making excessive demands at the last minute when they thought that they were very close to a deal. So it looks like we are actually headed for a bit of a trade war between these two countries. And we're talking about countries where the volume of trade is $900 billion a year. Mm. The US is by far Canada's biggest trade partner, accounting for, I think, about a quarter of its overall trade. And Canada is one of the biggest trade partners of the US as well.
Yeah.
Because the US is bigger to Canada than Canada is to the US, that feeds into Trump's estimation that this will hurt Canada more than it will hurt the US.
Yeah, and it will hurt the Canadian economy, won't it? As you say, a 50% tariff on goods like, well, anything from hockey sticks to wine, cement, honey, seeds, makeup, clothing, furniture.
Yeah.
There's a lot of items, feathers I heard even.
Yes.
But there's also this issue of the French language and culture, and that did seem to become a sticking point for Mark Carney. Just tell me about that a bit more.
Yeah, so this was to do with the ability of streaming services in Canada offering French language content. Under Canadian broadcasting rules, a certain amount of French content has to be promoted. This is fairly similar to our own rules in Australia about the amount of Australian content that has to be promoted. And what it came down to was really the issue of how much streaming services, many of whom are operated by American tech giants, would have to conform to these rules. And the Americans have said, oh, we've got no problem with the French language, but this would essentially be stealing money from American streaming services and putting it into the pockets of Canadians by forcing them to promote this French language content. But certainly in Canada, this is considered a non-negotiable issue. Quebec, the province that contains most of the French speakers in Canada, has threatened to secede before. It's even had referendums on whether it should secede in the past. And one of the things that actually holds the country together is this promotion of the French language right across the country, not just in Quebec, right across Canada. You will see multilingual signs. You'll see French content being promoted in broadcasting. So for the Canadians, this was completely non-negotiable.
Well, David, let's consider where Australia is up to with tariffs and whether Anthony Albanese could or ever would do a Carney, if you like. Just remind me, what US tariffs are actually in place here right now?
So the current tariff that is in place is a 12.5% tariff, which has been exercised under laws that say that the United States can take action against countries who are not doing enough to prevent forced labor or slave labor worldwide. And the US argument here is the US has some of the strictest laws in the world prohibiting imports from countries where slave labor is used. And they say other countries should adopt those strict restrictions on imports as well. Australia doesn't have those. Most other countries don't have anything as strict as the United States. And so either 10% or 12.5% tariffs have been levied on not every country in the world, but on 60 countries that make up 99% of the trade with the rest of the world. And Australia actually has the higher tariff of 12.5%. Now, Australia, I don't think, would be in the same position to retaliate as Canada is, because that's happening in the process of negotiations where Canada has been specifically targeted by the United States, whereas Australia is getting essentially a similar tariff to many other countries. Australia is probably not in a good position to retaliate. It wouldn't really achieve anything except raising prices for Australian consumers. And that, I think, is why the government has avoided this course of action. And as shot through with hypocrisy as these tariffs are, this actually might be a good chance for Australia to reconsider its position on goods that are made with slave labour, because human rights advocates have been warning for a long time that Australia isn't doing enough about this.
Yeah, but Carney, in a speech that everyone will remember earlier this year in Davos, he said that middle powers need to unite, really, to survive these Trump years.
In a world of great power rivalry, the countries in between have a choice: compete with each other for favor, or to combine to create a third path with impact.
And, well, you know, what if middle powers did unite and we all retaliated against these tariffs? That would send a pretty powerful message, wouldn't it? Defiance could be a viable strategy.
Yeah, look, it is a very attractive idea. And I think especially as people just keep feeling fed up with Trump, we're going to be thinking about things like this. But we have to remember that Canada was on the verge of making a deal with the United States. So if Canada had actually been able to get that deal on their terms, you can forget global middle power cooperation, they would have done a deal with the United States, which would have benefited them first and foremost. So maybe some kind of middle power cooperation will be possible in the future if the US-Canada fallout continues and if Mark Carney decides that he is really going to become a leader of the world's middle powers. But as I say, Australia's best bet is always going to be looking at multilateral and worldwide trade agreements.
All right. So what do you think, David? Is Donald Trump going to cave on this tariff war with Canada, or do you reckon it's just going to get a bit nastier?
It's hard to tell, and I suspect it will get nastier in the short term. The problem for Trump politically with tariffs on Canada is that some of the states that are hardest hit, like Michigan and Maine, these are the sites of crucial Senate races in the upcoming election. So a lot of Americans aren't going to be that badly affected by these tariffs, but people in those states will. And as well as that, there's so much economic frustration among Americans at the moment that they're just going to see this as yet another thing that is pushing their cost of living up. A self-inflicted wound from the president who said that he would bring prices down from day one. So that might provide a kind of political incentive for Trump to make a deal with Canada that might not be as good as what the US wanted, but will allow him to claim some kind of victory. It wouldn't be that surprising if something like that was worked out over the next couple of weeks. But certainly at the moment, emotions are running very high on both sides. And yeah, we might be in uncharted territory here in terms of a trade war between the United States and what was previously its closest trading ally.
Yeah, and Trump's dream of Canada being a 51st state of the United States. Well, that's not going to happen, is it?
More remote than ever, yes.
All right, David, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Associate Professor David Smith is from the United States Studies Centre at the University of Sydney. This episode was produced by Ilaria Brophy and Louise Mylan. Audio production by Sam Dunn. Our supervising producer is Sydney Pete. I'm Sam Hawley. Thanks for listening.